Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Dr. Julie Show, all things connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello and welcome everyone. Thanks for tuning in today to the Dr. Julie Show. This is the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. And you know, each week we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. So speaking of what's working, imagine traveling with His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, for 17 years, sharing the stage and inspiring audiences with beautiful music that feeds their soul. Imagine an event inspired by the friendship between His Holiness the Dalai Lama and the late Thomas Merton, where East meets West inside the largest cave in the world. A prayer and a celebration of brotherhood and world peace took place. Imagine bringing together the world's top spiritual leaders, government leaders, entertainment leaders, and the list goes on. And imagine co-creating an even larger event after answering Earth's call. So we're going to talk about all those things and so much more today. I invite you to take a few deep breaths. Bring your awareness into this moment as I hope to open your mind, connect you with your heart, and help you to expand into your greatest potential with this guest, Michael Fitzpatrick. Hailed as an amazing person, a great sense of humor, virtuosity, and an ear for musical dialogue by the New York Times, Michael Fitzpatrick. I am not talking well today. I'm so excited. I need to get that tuning fork out and hit it and go into this resonant place. I am just so excited about Michael being here. Okay, let me introduce him properly here, though. So Michael has shared the stage with His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, for the past 17 years as part of the Tuning the Planet platform. He's a recipient of the Prince Charles Award for Outstanding Musicianship. From the White House to the Royal Palace in Jordan, from the United Nations to the Parliament of the World's Religions in Australia, from performing for Sir George Martin of the Beatles to a performance in a Tibetan temple, this list goes on, from the United States Capitol West Lawn to the Hollywood Bowl, from collaborating with Nobel Peace Prize laureates to mentoring inner city youths, and from the historic baptismal site at Bethany beyond the Jordan to the musical descent into a mammoth cave, the largest cave in the world. Michael Fitzpatrick has directly shaped a global vision of tuning the planet, featured in the New York Times, the USA Today, PBS, NPR, the list goes on, and I could just keep going, but I want to share with you that Michael Fitzpatrick is here today to talk about what's going on right now in the world with him and what's coming up, and what a delight to have him. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you, Julie, so much.
You're welcome. I am like a blubbering mess trying to read your bio today.
Well, I forgot all that stuff was in there. Let alone that it happened.
Well, it is quite a bio, and I don't know why I'm stumbling over my words today, but, you know, we have a little tradition here on the show. We like to get a lot of different perspectives on unity and unity consciousness, and so I like to start by asking our guests what your perspective is. So let's just start kind of random here for you, Michael, but what does all things connected mean to you?
Well, I was listening to your description of the way you are perceiving the energy right now, and I think ultimately it means to be perceiving the what is happening, you know, because everything is all connected, and if we're able to sort of get still and silent enough, even just for a moment, then it's a lot easier to perceive what's actually going on than if we're caught up on the outer parts of the funnel cloud of energy, that's the chaos that's always present, right? So that there's a great book by Dr. John Lilly called The Center of the Cyclone, and it's all about it. Only by being at the center of the cyclone can one silence the outer voices and the inner voices to actually perceive what's occurring in real time in the space of everything, and as the Buddhist would say, in the space of nothing, in the space of emptiness, right? Mm-hmm. So all things connected is ultimately it's a recognition, but it's like a felt sense, bodily recognition of how things are in the moment. And then from that sensing into Ram Dass's great question, how can I help? And it's really that fundamental and basic when you get down to the core of what it is, right? Because to try and make sense of it, like all of it, like all things connected, it's like no brain, no human brain can handle all that data. Probably the world supercomputers can't handle all that data. But what is logical is to postulate is that maybe the Earth is capable of handling all of that data. Maybe the Earth is the central organizing system and factor in everything that's going on. And now in the evolution of humanity's species, there's this awareness that, wow, what if the Earth is actually the conductor of the orchestra? Right? It's the one. We always talk about getting messages from the universe, right? Or doing, you know, being in alignment with the universe. What if the messages, the actual information feed, was actually coming from the Earth itself? Not as some new age pie in the sky notion. What if that was like actually the way it works?
Wow, I love that. You know, this is one of the things that I was so excited about inviting you onto the show about, because you're not just a musician. And you know what, your bio goes on and on and on, and I literally had to scale it back just because I was so excited to get into the conversation. All of your awards, all of your performances are so amazing. But the thing I love about you is when I've heard you speak, you have a way of bringing it all together. You have this energy thing, this quantum physics thing, this music thing, this spiritual thing, and all of it is wrapped up in this illustrious career that is remarkable. How did you get there? How did you get to the Dalai Lama and bring all of this interest and passion together into this career direction that you're taking?
Well, there are two thoughts that answers that come to mind. Is John Lennon's great line, you know, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans, which we had alluded to before we came on air. And the other one is Thomas Merton's. I think Merton's two greatest lines are, his first one is, champagne's no good unless you drink it all, and number two, which is a little more in the profound depth dimension, is God moves straight through crooked lines. And you know, everyone has vivid examples in their own life of when something went terribly wrong. Not just went wrong, something went terribly wrong. Like, you know, disaster literally struck personally on whatever the level is, right? Financial, emotional, family, health, business, go down the list. And I don't know if you remember the movie Contact, when Jodie Foster is she's finally got the transmissions facility built to communicate with extraterrestrial intelligence, and they do the launch, and if you haven't seen the movie, I won't give it away, but let's just say she has to start from scratch again, right? Mm. And it's a devastating moment in the film, but it's also a devastating moment to witness it. And then, of course, how it turns out at the end is quite magical. So it became, I don't know, I had a revelation, as they say. You know, I saw something happened to me on a concert stage when I was 17 years old in Greensboro, North Carolina, in front of a couple thousand people with an 80-piece orchestra behind me, and I was the soloist. This was sort of the debut, and one thing I was playing with an orchestra, the next there was this sort of, it was like a tornado cloud from the center of the cosmos came into the space, and it came into me, and I basically dissolved into it, and my mind was commentating, saying, yeah, that's a nice parlor trick, let's get on with the show, and I was ready to dismiss it completely as just something that happens when you're in a heightened state of awareness. And then I felt that energy move through the cello, and I heard it change the sound of the cello. And mm-hmm. at that point, I had now I had acoustic confirmation, right? In the realm of physics. And then I sort of felt it hit the audience like this giant wave. And then we fused. We were just one energetic experience being tuned by this cello, right? Mm. And it was, and that's a formal way of describing what happened, okay?
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. And this would be a good place to take a break, because what a picture that is for us, because we've all been moved by that music and become one with that. And I know so many people around the world have become one with your cello. So we are going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk so much more about tuning the planet and Earth's call. You are not going to want to miss this show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit RUIntuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, Intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is Michael Fitzpatrick. And, you know, Michael, I come from a really musical family, and I don't play an instrument. It's really sad. But, you know, one of my most cherished, beloved memories of childhood was watching my grandfather, who was a professional piano tuner, tuning pianos. And he would get out his tuning fork. It was just magic. I would just watch him and sit in awe for, it seemed like forever. And so when I heard your project of tuning the planet, I was just so instantly overtaken with that, and just I just have a tender spot. I now have my grandfather's tuning fork, actually, and have it with me today. So let's talk about what is tuning the planet. Let's talk about that big mammoth cave. What is tuning the planet?
Yeah, well, I will, but can you sound the tuning fork? Do you have it next to you?
Actually, I'm not really good at sounding it.
Well,
I know.
Tap it on. Oh, I see. You actually have the sort of hammer mallet thing where he's using.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, using the tuning fork metaphor, and we all, of course, remember the, is it Live or Memorex commercial, and so we all understand that when you hit the note purely, right, that the pitch is so powerful that it can sonically shatter a crystal glass. And it occurred to me, after having, I think it was Mickey Hart's book, Planet Drum, and he's got another one, I think it's Drumming at the Edge of Magic. I came across that right around the time I was coming across the aforementioned John Lilly book, Center of the Cyclone, and then George Leonard had written a book called The Silent Pulse, where he had analyzed the sound wave vibration rate that dolphins communicate at, and he matched it up with the vibrato wave rate of greats like the tenor Caruso and Yasha Heifetz and his violin, and he found that this sort of golden mean vibration that you want to hook into was oscillating somewhere between 7.8 and 8 cycles vibration per second. All right, so it's about a and then he linked that with the resonance field, the Schumann wave resonance field around the planet, which just by coincidence happens to oscillate at 7.8 to 8 cycles per second. Right? So it was like, okay, well, logically then you'd want to like sync up your own vibe rate, if you're a musician, with the Earth's, right? Or with the dolphins, or with hyphus. And you would understand that you were in good company because they were obviously in sync. So the idea when we after I'd spent 6 days with the Dalai Lama and 49 other sort of Dalai Lama-like beings, monks and nuns from the east and the west, were packed into this limestone-walled monastery, the Abbey of Gethsemane, which is about 10 miles up the creek from where Abraham Lincoln was born, and it's built over a ceremonial Native American Indian area. So there's an extraordinary
earth resonance to it. And when you enter the monastery, there's sort of a hum, there's a palpable hum, and you can feel the place vibrating. And when you play music into the space, it's like you're in heaven, because the echo was about a 6-second sound delay in terms of the echo. So we spent 6 days together in this environment, and we basically got cooked, right, by the consciousness, by the energy, and by the sounds that were coming out of the cello. It sort of like cooks the whole thing. And then when I was asked to essentially do a musical echo of that experience, because the Dalai Lama's office and the Vatican's office felt that the music was the most effective means to transmit the actual feeling of compassion, like directly into the body. They felt they got it. So I had this vision of, well, what would it be like if we did the musical version of what was essentially a talking summit with some music inside of it? What if we did the musical dialogue, and we had Tibetan monks chanting in conjunction with Trappist monks doing Gregorian chanting with musicians that I was going to individually select who I knew were carrying a very potent vibe musically and had these incredible sounds that could come out of their instruments? What if we, like, dropped everybody inside the largest cave in the world and saw what happened?
Wow.
So that's what happened. We went into the cave, and nobody knew what was going to happen, because that had never happened in the history of planet Earth, right? There had never been a musical convergence of arguably the oldest ancient Eastern chant from 16,000 feet in the Himalayas, and the ancient Gregorian chant, which gets its roots traced back to ancient Hebraic chant, right? So you had this merging of these sonic worlds with the musicians. All of us had grown up listening to Jimi Hendrix and Pink Floyd and the Beatles while we were playing Beethoven and Brahms and Bach. And what resulted was this fusion album called Compassion, Special Message from His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And the intention was, in Kentucky where I come from, you know, once you make the bourbon, you still got to get it into the bottle. So we had to make this musical fusion, and then somehow find a way to get it onto a disc. And I wasn't sure if it was possible to essentially to bottle that feeling, to, you know, to be able to transmit it through a disc. So we were fortunate to have been gifted with arguably the top field recording engineer on the planet, who came in with one microphone. They were twin microphones, and he basically said, we're going to mic the cave itself.
Mm.
And then we're going to feed that in through this gizmo, and it's going to come out on the other end exactly like we experienced it. And I was like, great. And he was right. And so that energetic experience and sonic experience that we all had in the cave is actually on the disc. And if you put it on, as long as you're willing to listen to it, just like when you watch a movie, you have to watch it to the end to find out what happens. This recording, it's best if you listen to it with headphones. It's 53 minutes. And if you stay with it all the way through, you'll get the energetic experience that we had.
Mm. It's true. It's true. I have felt it. I've experienced it. Mm. And I'm really, I'm intrigued by how you came up with experiencing the compassion. You know, we know music heals, we know joy heals, we know joyful music, but literally there's more and more coming out today with compassion, and how feeling compassion towards others, and most importantly towards self, is incredibly healing. So how did you come up with the compassion piece, the essence of compassion?
Well, but I felt it. I mean, literally. When I was in that monastery with, and you picture, it's like the Super Bowl of monks and nuns, okay? Mm. And you have no reference point for what you're perceiving, because everybody's in their formal religious garb, and you're sort of like the odd man out. Imagine being at a doctor's convention for the week, and they're tossing terms around, and you have no idea what they're talking about. So
I realized, okay, I've got to get into some deeper place of listening that's beyond that, and it's beyond their outer appearances and beyond the language. But what I noticed was their collective ability to immediately create a field of silence before I would perform. Mm-hmm. And it was so powerful. You know, I played in front of all kinds of different audiences, and sometimes you have to wait and you wait, and there's somebody that's coughing, and there's somebody that's deliberately talking. You know, you get everything. See, somebody's shuffling their program. And I was struck from the get-go on how instantaneously this group of 50 monks and nuns suddenly invoked the silence. Right? And what started becoming clear was, once the silence is recognized by everybody in the space, then the field is already unified. Right? Mm-hmm. Until it's recognized and acknowledged, you don't have a unified field. So, and I had come to years prior. So then to be able to play into that unified field of this incredible silence and actually feel their compassion, right, which was forming, mind you, between the Eastern monks and nuns and the Western monks and nuns. It was lovely that everybody was meeting and recognizing themselves in the other. And I was, because I was the variable. I got to observe it all and watch these beautiful exchanges. And then they would talk about compassion during the week. And I started realizing, oh, it's not a word. It's not a political slogan. It's not a concept. It's actually a physical vibrational embodiment. And then I was feeling it in my body. And then when I would play, the music was like soldering the consciousnesses together. Mm. So it occurred to me, oh, okay. So, you know, the Sufis talk about this in their musical delivery, or the great Indian musicians, the Ravi Shankar, and that whole lineage, where it's the musicians are tasked with the responsibility of that vibrational delivery, and it's never considered to be esoteric or non-tangible, or, you know, in recent days, because of the Paris Initiative that's come to me, which we'll talk about, Earth's Call, I've been quite often queried, well, okay, that's great, you're going to do all this concert, but, like, what are the measurable outcomes, or, you know, what are the deliverables? No. Like, the music is the deliverable. The music yes. is the answer. The music is the fuel. The music is the vehicle. The music is the medium. Without the music, the soundtrack out of any Hollywood movie, and what have you got? Nothing. Yes. Take the music out of the 60s generation, and what have we got? Nothing. So part of the commitment is to speak very directly and at times formidably to this point of, no, it's not the entertainment, it's not the background, it's actually the fundamental ground of being upon which all of these beautiful other things can happen.
Our fundamental ground of being is necessarily needing to take a break, and there's so much more. I want to encourage everyone to stick around, because there's so much more. We're talking with Michael Fitzpatrick. This is the Dr. Julie Show. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies, Countess Storella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Storella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Storella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leap off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show. I'm Dr. Julie Kroll, and I have with me today Michael Fitzpatrick. We're talking about all things music, energy, resonance, so much, the unified field. And Michael, before we get into our conversation again, I want to make sure our listeners know how to contact you. Do you want to give us your contact information, website, or whatever?
Yeah, just go to michaelfitzpatrick.com. Or you can go to tuningtheplanet.com. Or if you're so moved and feel like sending an email, it'll eventually get to me. It is tuningtheplanet@mac.com.
Great. Okay. So michaelfitzpatrick.com and tuningtheplanet.com. And I will remind our listeners again one more time. Now, before the break, it was getting so juicy, and we were talking about this unified field and really these monks and nuns that create this instantaneous field of silence, and then really experiencing that compassion. And one of the things that I appreciate about you and your stories is you listen. You listen to the field. You become one with the field. And when the field says step forward, you step. And so the field has created and the earth has called. And here comes a brand new project. We need to talk about it. Earth's Call. Tell us about it.
Well, I suddenly found myself standing in front of a chateau on 1,400 acres of land, 45 minutes from downtown Paris, last September, Friday the 13th, when I was supposed to be getting on a plane leaving Italy to go back to L.A. And as David Byrne once said, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? It was straight out of the Talking Heads song, and I went back to Merton's God Moves Straight Through Crooked Lines line, and I was standing in front of the chateau, and what I saw was a straight line from the cave 18 years ago right to the chateau with all the zigs and zags. There was something in me, and it connected with what I was talking about, the foul cloud from the cosmos that hit me when I was 17. It was like, oh, so this is where I've been going all along. It's like Steve Jobs' line that you can only connect the dots looking backwards. So I had a aha of, I think something really magical is going to happen from here. Let me just listen to what these people who own the chateau have to say. And what became clear is the folks that own the chateau happen to be engaged in the process of listening to the earth, and they have
an understanding of the power of the arts and music in particular to sort of move the earth, as it were. And they said, come up with your grandest musical vision of what you think would be the ultimate concert of all times that could change the world, as it were, and write it up into one sheet and send it to us, and if we like it, we'll do it. I was like, all right, great. So I got back to L.A., and I thought, well, what would you do if somebody offered you a 1,400-acre estate and chateau 45 minutes from the heart of Paris? What would that be? You know, how would you frame it to actually produce it? And over the course of about a week of really listening, and I would simply stand or sit at the end of the, there's this sort of pier of rocks at the ocean near where I live. I would just sit there and I would watch the waves and I would ask, what is it? What is it? I would look into the, watch the seagulls and I'd ask, what is it? What is it? What is it? And I would wait and then I would get the responses. And finally what emerged was a music festival, right? Use the old model of the Aspen Music Festival, the Aspen Institute, which Albert Schweitzer had, of using the music to essentially drive the global conversation about the humanities and making the world a better place, but do it in a 21st century fusion style where you would use the best of the tradition in service to advancing the planet's future course. And obviously, there's some stuff going on in the world right now that's a little bit out of tune, to stay with the metaphor. Mm-hmm. So I came up with, well, we would opening night would be the Tuning the Planet film, which is nearing its completion, which will be like Disney's Fantasia, except it's real. It actually happened. We actually went into the cave, and the Dalai Lama actually met Merton, and he actually arrived by helicopter to Merton's monastery, and we have all that. That's all part of the footage, right, with the music. And then Act Two would be the live launch of the rock band that I've been building for the last 20 years with the five-string electric cello, which is called Vehicle. Vehicle is the name of the band. Vehicle plays the live show, right, sort of. So we'd open with that, and then we'd program really hot standards from the different genres of music through the week using the orchestra as the sort of star. And then the closing concert, I thought, we've had three seismic musical events in our lifetime: Woodstock, Live Aid, and We Are the World. What is the one for our time? What is the one for now? What is the cause? What is the fiercely urgent thing that we all have to deal with, whether we want to or not? And I kept asking and asking and asking, and I heard in response, it's the earth calling. It's the earth calling. And I said back, earth's call. And the confirmation I got was earth's call. So I called my friend and colleague Lisa Mercurio in New York. She had worked for the top record labels and had launched the Three Tenors, had launched Andrea Bocelli, had launched Josh Groban. I knew she was going to have the answer. And I said, is it earth's call? She goes, yeah. I said, do we have to do it? She goes, you have to do it. You have to do this. I was like, okay. So that's how it started. And where we are now is with an extraordinary team of pushing 25 or 30 of the best and the brightest from entertainment, from consciousness, from business, from capital campaign development, from music world, all worlds, and they have all answered Earth's call and essentially said, and my friend Neil Rogan, who wrote the Live Aid 16-hour broadcast, said it most succinctly. He said, this is what I've been waiting for since Live Aid. This is the one I've been waiting for. And then Rick Lukens, who was the international director for Live Aid, said the same thing and basically said, I'm coming back in. He says, I've got one more big one in me. Earth's call is obviously it. Anything I can do to help. And he said, this is what we came here for. Yeah.
Beautiful. And I love how you wait and you listen and it comes. And so this week-long music festival also has a lot of the, you're going to do more. You're going to have other kinds of educational things going on. Is that right?
we're going to have, we've called it, or it's told us what to call it, and it really, you know, to say it with all seriousness, the Earth is, as I said at the outset, is the orchestrator, is the conductor, and it's sort of said, it's the Earth's call summit. Right, which is binding enough, it's serious enough, and it can engage leaders across all these different vectors, because people say, oh, it's a climate change concert. No, but yes, that will be addressed. It's also a compassion imperative concert, and we're using this metaphor of increasing the compassion footprint and reducing the carbon footprint, right? Mm. And linking the outer climate crisis to the opportunity to create a more harmonious inner climate, right? So it's twofold in that the music activates our switches inside, which turn us on to become more fully human beings in our best embodiment, so that then we can engage in the action of something like tackling the climate crisis, mm-hmm. or engaging in a summit in which we address how we're going to tackle the summit crisis, the climate crisis, and then, but we again use the music as the fuel, so that when the summit is going on with world leaders in these different vectors, it always, we use the Gethsemane encounter model from the Dalai Lama days, where we start with the silence. We then bring in music, which we specifically designed for each topic, create the field of coherence, then the conversation moves from mere communication to what Merton called the deeper level of communion. We go back into the music, we go back into the silence. So each one of the summit talks then isn't just the random people shuffle in and they say stuff and then they shuffle out, but they're actually mm-hmm. tunings with inside of the larger tuning of the planet, of the answering of the Earth's call. And in musical terms, those are like harmonics in the harmonic series. They're like, those are the key notes, right?
So Michael, this is brilliant. It is brilliant. I love the design. I want to make sure our listeners stay tuned for the next segment so you can tell them how to get involved and what they can do. So we need to take a quick break. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. We'll be right back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Ornam.com. That's Ornam.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions, and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
We are back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Julie Kroll. We've been talking with Michael Fitzpatrick, and so many amazing things yet to hear. So I want to get back to it, but first I want to remind you to please visit our website. We got so many other amazing guests coming up on the Dr. Julie Show. You can visit the website at TheDrJulieShow.com and stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. Please stop by and say hi. If you're listening right now, stop by our Facebook page. I'd love to hear from you and connect with you there. So, again, I want to remind you, you can find Michael at MichaelFitzpatrick.com. And is it TuningThePlanet.com?
It's TuningThePlanet.com, and it occurred to me that the Facebook page, Mike Fitzpatrick, musician Facebook page, is a good way to be interactive. So,
oh, good.
Welcome that as well, yeah.
Very good. Okay, so Michael, what an amazing thing. It's beautiful, and I can feel it through you. I said that on the break. So I want to make sure our listeners know how they can get involved, what you're needing, everybody on deck here. This is next year, so give us dates, times, and what else can we do? What can our listeners do for you?
So it's June 21st, the solstice, June 21st through 26th, 2015, at the Chateau de Millemont. You just need to think Paris. And we open with the Tuning the Planet film and live show. We close with the Earth's Call global broadcast concert. The best way to tune in now is through email, which is info@earthscall.org. There's no apostrophe in the Earth's Call, just earthscall.org, info@earthscall.org. And right now, what we would love is to hear your thoughts, hear your ideas. We need to network across every spectrum of engagement in ways that, how can I answer Earth's Call if I'm not a climate scientist? But my passion happens to be with working with the soil, or I'm interested in planting trees, or I love a particular kind of music from a remote culture of the planet, or I'm working with an indigenous group that has some connection to the rainforest, seems to be in the news nowadays. But there are all of these points of inflection all around the planet, physically and metaphysically, that our intention is to send out this broadcast signal, if you will, of what I was describing, the music that we created in the cave. We're trying to find a way. Could we get this onto a CD? And we proved that it was possible. So it then became logical to determine, oh, great. So you can actually transmit the frequency. You can actually transmit the physical sound of compassion through the airwaves, which is very much in alignment with Barbara Marx Hubbard's original incredible vision in her Revelation book. So the broadcast of sending out the signal, we want it to reach as many people as possible. And I set the bar higher than high. I figured, well, why don't we just reach more billions of people
with this intention of sharing the actual frequency and vibration of compassion through this incredibly rich, beautiful music of all these different musical traditions, right? So it's very distinct from earlier cause concerts where they essentially use music that wasn't necessarily linked to the particular cause to, and then, so it wasn't part of the delivery. It was part of the attraction, right? You get people because they like the Rolling Stones or whoever. But it had nothing to do with the actual intention. And what we now know is that the intention is the key to the whole thing, right? With everything from the Wright brothers building the plane to Alex Haley writing Roots to Ted Turner dreaming up CNN. And everybody said, forget it. You're out of your mind. Can't be done. Who do you think you are? Right? And history has proven over and over again. It's about setting the intention and then having an unwavering commitment to deliver it, right? So I would love to hear from everybody that's listening. If you have any ideas, send them to info@earthcall.org, and we're assembling that in this massive database so that we can then, as we move forward these next 11 months, we can be very proactive in terms of how it's like this digital outreach that is also functioning in Rupert Sheldrake's nomenclature in the morphogenetic field itself, right? And collectively, if we all put our hearts to it, we all want the world to be a better place, right? And the few that don't, they're not really part of the conversation, so they're just irrelevant, right? All that's relevant is almost all of us want the world to be a better place. If we put our hearts to it and we feed that into the central switchboard, as it were, then we literally change the channel, and the morphogenetic field of the planet itself shifts, and then everything gets up-leveled just because that's nature's process.
Mm.
And we get a cool soundtrack and some great music in the days ahead, and then we get to do it all over again year after year after year after year after year.
Oh, that would be so cool. You know what? I have this vision I'm seeing, you know, I always like to tell our listeners, no matter who's on, you know, a lot of people think that I have to go save the world. I have to go out there and do something.
Right.
And I really like to encourage people right here at home, no matter where you're at in your community, in your neighborhood, there are things to do. And so they can plant a tree and they can become this little antenna for this broadcast signal that's going to go around the world. They're one of the antennas, and they're just going to help carry this beautiful resonant field. Can't you see it? I can see it. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So even if you can't plant a tree, you can be be a part of this by helping hold the intention and being a little antenna out there that's helping everything connect.
Mm.
Wow. Mm. You know what? This has been a beautiful show, Michael, and I'm so glad I had you on. And I look forward to reconnecting with you and talking again before next year, because I want to do my part. And whatever that is,
great.
I want to do my part. So thank you so much for joining us today and talking about Earth's Call and all the beautiful work you're doing in the world.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? It's just going to get better and better. And so I want to remind our listeners, you can find Michael at michaelfitzpatrick.com or tuningtheplanet.com. Look him up on Facebook. I think it's just under Michael Fitzpatrick on Facebook, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then with the earthcall.org, Earth's Call, E-A-R-T-H-S, call.org is not up and functional yet, but you can definitely send your information to Michael at info@earthscall.org. Oh, again, thank you, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in again. Like I said, jump over on the Facebook page and just give us a shout-out and join us every Tuesday right here on Transformation Talk Radio, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, and make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintoit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intoit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.